The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally, and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. May 7th has been designated as this year's National Day of Prayer. It is expected that millions will attend the thousands of prayer meetings to be held all across America. Americans have been again observing these days of prayer ever since Ronald Reagan was president in the 1980s. However, this was just a renewal of a long-standing tradition which began with the Pilgrims and was continued frequently until the early 1900s. Outside of the drift away from our roots in the mid-1900s, America has been a nation which was founded in prayer and lived by answers to those prayers. Now we find ourselves in the most desperate need we've ever known in this land. With the national government becoming increasingly hostile toward Christianity, we are once again being driven to our knees. That's a good thing. Our complacency, being fueled by the quest for pleasure, most of us were asleep until recent days. Even the move toward God following the September 11th attacks in 2001 was short-lived. We quickly went back to business as usual, notwithstanding the valiant effort by some to keep us praying for our troops in the Middle East. However, the current economic crisis, coupled with the huge mass of anti-biblical regulation and legislation moving so rapidly through our national government, is awakening a large number of people to our great need of a move of God among us. Many sense that the end of our liberty to freely preach the gospel may be close at hand. And while I would not have chosen this means to get us here, I'm grateful to God for the renewed stirring to prayer among His people. One great man of God said, "Whenever God gets ready to send revival, He first sets His people to pray." The Bible says, "Call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you know not." I'm discovering prayer meetings all over this region. There's a church in Corbin, Kentucky, which has been meeting on Thursday nights for better than 4 years just to pray for an awakening in this land. A group of ladies in Slade, Kentucky, have been praying for revival for many months now. A new prayer group has just begun in Maysville, Kentucky, recently. And they had a huge crowd at their very first meeting, too. One large denomination in the state is planning massive numbers of prayer meetings with their churches in the near future. I'm aware of a non-denominational prayer meeting that's been going on a number of years. They travel to different parts of Kentucky each month and meet together to plead with God for an awakening across this state. I'm also aware of consistent prayer meetings in Harlan, Hazard, and Pikeville, just to name a few, not having the time to name many others. Oh, may God be pleased to grant us an awakening to see again who He is, who we are, and what His plan for us is. Oh, may He turn this region, state, and nation back to Himself. In 1623, when the Pilgrims found themselves in a 12-week drought, they set aside a day to fast and pray. As they confessed their sins to God and to one another, God began to move. By the end of their meeting that day, the clouds had begun to gather, and the gentle rain that started that night would last for 2 weeks. Their crops were completely revived, along with their hope. Let us earnestly seek God that He may revive our commitment to Him, and thus our hope. Will you commit to pray regularly, earnestly, and with a repentant heart? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and our American Heritage seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. That address again is www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you would accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.